Still too much rain. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're just picking what we can in between the rainstorms.
Produce farmers like Renee Rogers of Unicoi County say this spring and summer's constant wet weather pattern has been quite a challenge to get their tomatoes planted, and now it's affecting harvest.
Yeah, we were so late with planting this year that we were actually... The crew was switching gears, going from planting in the morning to harvesting in the afternoon, that we were still planting at the beginning of harvest.
Roger says they were planting the last of their 500-acre crop of tomatoes on July the 20th, whereas they would normally have been through planting by the end of June. And now the hope is they can complete harvest before the first freeze hits and avoid disease troubles till then.
Rain is like one of the biggest vectors you have for spreading disease. And so if you get a little bit of early blight, it all of a sudden becomes a lot of early blight because of the rain just spreads it all over the field. So anytime you have too much rain, I mean, it's a fine line. You need rain, but you don't need too much rain.
And while many farmers are not complaining about the rain, it has made it a little more difficult this year for some, especially produce farmers. Tennessee is ranked in the top 5 in the nation in tomato production. And Rogers says their Jones and Church farms were unable to plant about 100 acres this year that they normally would plant. But still, a productive season is underway, and their Green Mountain and Buffalo Mountain tomatoes are shipped all over.
We ship up and down the eastern seaboard, into the Midwest, into Canada, and into the Caribbean. We do a lot of cruise line business.
And they'll continue harvesting their tomatoes at Jones and Church Farm till the first frost later this fall, and apparently in between these summer rain events.
It's just been a really interesting year, I guess, as far as just, the weather's really played havoc with us.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.